Welcome to the Netzpolitik TV podcast. My name is Markus Beckedahl, and my guest today is Peter from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. What's your position at EFF?
I'm a staff technologist at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
And what is a staff technologist doing at EFF?
So I'm the in-house one of the in-house computer scientists at the organization. My role is to do research on various technical systems that matter to people, to advise our legal team on the technical aspects of the cases that they're working on, and to talk to journalists and promote EFF's ideas more widely.
In the moment, what are your main topics at EFF?
Well, we work on a whole lot of different issues. One very large topic for EFF as an organization is our lawsuit that we're running against AT&T for illegal warrantless wiretapping of the American population, all of their telephone calls and emails, and also all of this foreign traffic that travels through the United States in between other countries. So that's one large legal project that the organization is working on. Myself, personally, probably my largest recent project has been on interference with peer-to-peer traffic by ISPs. In particular, there are a number of large US ISPs, Comcast is the most infamous of these, that have installed some kind of boxes on their network that inject forged reset packets into people's TCP connections to kill them under certain circumstances. And so that causes havoc for all of these applications that are being interfered with. You know, people think, oh, it's not working properly, but actually it's because you're suffering a denial of service attack by your ISP. From your ISP. So that's the project that I've been working on most in recent months.
So it sounds a bit like net neutrality.
Yes. So, I mean, our role in this debate is we conceive it as providing solid information about what's actually going on. So we're both doing research on what Comcast has been doing in the United States and working on software that people can use to test their own ISPs anywhere in the world to see whether, in fact, the ISP is engaging in discriminatory practices against some applications or whether they're behaving as you would expect an ISP to behave, you know, transmitting the packet, sometimes dropping one or two, but basically, you know, being a non-discriminatory conduit for your data.
What are the main topics in 2008?
Well, we can't predict them always. We're going to have a large project monitoring problems during the 2008 United States elections, so that's one that we know that we're going to be doing. But often these things, you know, these projects, the Comcast project and the lawsuit against AT&T will continue, but things pop up and then we end up being involved in them when they become current issues.
And what's the state of copy war at the United States in the moment?
Well, it's difficult. The United States is throwing itself headlong into a war on copying, much like the war on drugs that the United States has had for a long time. And it's likely to be equally successful. You know, they'll make life miserable for a huge number of people, but they won't actually stop the underlying behavior that they're trying to make war on.
So, who will win at this war?
Well, I mean, nobody necessarily wins from wars, right? You get a whole lot of casualties and you have a quagmire. You know, there'll be huge amounts of music and audiovisual material just copied all over the internet, and no amount of DRM technology, no huge waves of lawsuits are going to change that fact. But, you know, there are 1,000 people a month who are being sued in the United States, and the law is really not on their side for the most part. So most of those people settle with $3,000 or $4,000 $5,000 payments, you know, that's a ridiculous system, but that's how things are happening in the US at the moment. The other thing that's really happened, the other casualty of the war on copying, is innovative technology. So we're just seeing more and more important technologies that we know could have been invented or that we hypothesized. You know, we can't necessarily imagine all of them, but you know, peer-to-peer technologies, new search features, new indexing features, new mashup technologies, all of this stuff is being prevented because copyright law has become so overbroad and so restrictive of what innovators can do.
Okay, then we wish you good luck in 2008 to fight more and have fun here.
Thank you very much.